Teachers, if you are ready for one of the dumbest ideas that I have ever tried, and it literally happened on a whim at about 7:55 a.m. before the first bell rang, well, then you're in the right spot because this was really stupid and then it was really successful. Students liked it, staff liked it, and all it was a raccoon. You heard me correctly. It was not even a real raccoon, for the record. It was a printed picture of a raccoon. And if you are wondering how a raccoon can revolutionize your school, well, you're in the right place because we are going to talk about how reliability and a raccoon can go hand in hand. But before we get into the episode, I want to give a shout out to the listener of the week who gave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. The listener of the week is Lauren Denny, and Lauren said, "Favorite show, 5 stars. Monica is uplifting and motivating when she takes your actual class situations and puts a flip on it to rejuvenate your week." Lauren, thank you so much. I hope that this episode is going to rejuvenate your week. And if you haven't already done so, will you do me a quick, meaningful favor and write a quick written review on the Apple Podcast app, if that's the app that you are listening on? That app and your written review is going to help other passionate, energetic teachers who want awesome ideas like the one that's going to get delivered in this episode. It helps them find the This Teacher Life podcast, which means that this podcast can keep its momentum and keep dropping in to your car stereo so you are ready to crush it in your classroom and celebrate with your students. So, if you are wondering what you can do to rely on a raccoon, well, we're going to get into all of the really silly but really substantial ideas right here, right now. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Let me begin this episode by saying, I know that the idea that I'm about to deliver is incredibly quirky, but I also think that matches my style. I think it matches my teaching style. I think it matches my leadership style. And so if you are quirky, this is gonna work for you. But here's the good news. If you're not quirky, but you're needing something to help support staff and students, that you are wanting to target a certain behavior that maybe is escalated right now, then this is also going to work for you. I think the reason why I say this is quirky is because sometimes I feel like I have the maturity of about an 8-year-old, and sometimes I feel like hopefully I have the wisdom of like a 50-year-old, and if you kind of average that out, maybe that makes me who I am, which is a nearly 40-year-old. And so I think what I'm trying to just paint a picture of for you is, like, it's okay to be silly with staff and students. It's okay to do that. As long as you are balancing that out with ideas and wisdom and understanding as an adult. And that's exactly what this idea is. So during the month of October, we are focusing on certain words. And the word at my school was and is reliability. And so what we're trying to do throughout the month is make sure that students are being reliable in lots of different situations. Can we rely on you to go to the bathroom and appropriately not flush paper towels down the toilet and then also wash your hands? Can we rely on you if you are using technology that you are not being tempted to go onto coolmathgames.com and actually work on your assignment? Can we rely on you to keep your hands to yourself if you are doing a partner reading activity with your first grade buddy? So every single month, we are picking a word and really going all in on that word and trying to create context and examples for students to see, oh, good, I can be reliable. I am reliable when. And so we're hosting assemblies for that. And then we have this word wall hall that is constantly getting added to each month. Last month, it was about respect. And this month, it's about reliability. And so as I was thinking about how can I get the attention of kids, I don't know why this popped into my head, but I just had this vision of Roger, the reliability raccoon. And I wish I could tell you why that popped into my head, but I have no explanation for it. I have no data for it. I have no research for it. But as I was driving to school on the first day of the month where we were going to roll out reliability, I was like, Roger, the reliability raccoon. And so I got into my office at the elementary school and I printed out this little raccoon that had its hands up in the air. And I thought, oh, this looks really excited. This looks like a very excited raccoon, and made him a little name tag that said Roger. And I cut him out. And he was our little mascot for the month. Roger the reliability raccoon was going to be the mascot. And it was kind of like Where's Waldo meets Elf on the Shelf, because the goal was that I was going to put Roger the reliability raccoon at the water fountain to make sure that kids are being reliable at the water fountain. And then the next day I'd move it, and maybe Roger the reliability raccoon was in the hallway making sure that kids were being reliable in the hallway. And each morning, because I only get to spend like 1, sometimes 2 hours per day at the elementary setting, because for the rest of my day, I'm teaching classes at the junior high and high school. So I have a very short snippet of time to make an impact and help students and staff. And I was like, but Roger the reliability raccoon can be there all day. He can stay in that little nook and cranny of the school where kids sprint down the hall because they think nobody can see them. So can Roger be my eyes and ears to make sure that kids are being reliable? And it was just this really dumb little raccoon that kids loved. And it actually worked. Like the buy-in on this was huge. Because it was quirky, and because it's an animal, and because it was silly, and because it was something different. And so Raji, as I started to call him, because we became friends over the course of the month, Raji, the reliability raccoon, was just this really dumb school solution to help students in all settings throughout the school. And it was just a Google image that I printed and made a little name tag for. Now, here's some other fun details that really painted the picture for the entire month, because every month we're picking a word, but every month we're also bringing in a guest speaker. And this month's guest speaker was really, really cool. He is a firefighter from our community. And so part of this bringing the guest speakers in is, can we create some community engagement? Can we create some community involvement and get people from our town into the buildings and showing them that like our schools are great and we want to partner with you and we want us to be a true learning community. So what's really neat about this is oftentimes we've got people in the community who are relatives of teachers, who are good friends or good family members who want to come in, and they've got a variety of different occupations. So this firefighter is actually married to one of the teachers in our school, and he was awesome. He came in on the first day of the month wearing his firefighter outfit, and I loved this really cool thing that he did because he had his his firefighter helmet. And those things, those are fun. Those are bulky. Those are cool. And I feel like it is every childhood boy's dream to be a firefighter, right? Like if you ask just a handful of elementary school boys, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? So many of them are saying firefighter. So they're seeing not just this one firefighter standing in front of them. They are seeing like, oh, this is cool. He's a real life firefighter. And as he was going through this assembly, talking about how in his job, people rely on him. In his job, he has to have reliability. In his workforce, in his workhouse, the firehouse, people are relying on him for a lot of different tasks, a lot of different situations. And he did a really good job of connecting the word reliability to his occupation, which was great. It was painting this really vivid picture for students. But then at the end, what's neat is he created this engagement of what questions do you have? What can I do to support you during this reliability month? And so it was really neat because if a student asked a question or wanted to talk or wanted to share, then he was using his firefighter hat as the talking totem. What a great social and emotional learning strategy, right? What a great classroom management strategy to say the only person that should be talking is the person with the firefighter helmet. And so that created a lot of smiles. That created a lot of success. And it was just a neat way to bring a guest speaker in, but bring that person in for a very specific reason that is completely aligned to the goals and the behavior management plan of our school. Now, at the end of the month, that same firefighter got to come in for our end of the month party to celebrate all of the students who were exceptionally reliable during the month. But I also want to talk about how we used Word Wall Hall for this month. Because the goal is that every single month we are doing something to highlight the word and also highlight students using that word. And I want to tell you about something that was so simple but so significant to create really positive signage in the school with students as the stars of the wall. We're going to get into that here in a second. But first, I want to tell you about something that is coming up that is so fun and so relational. We're getting to the point of the school year where you might be hitting some walls with students that you want to break through, you want to connect, you want to build a relationship with that student, but it's becoming really, really difficult. And I get it. At this point in the year, some of the newness, some of the fun is wearing off, and we are starting to realize I need to connect with kids in different ways. I need some new social and emotional learning strategies to find success before the new calendar year. And that's why I want to invite you to participate in a 21-day virtual course called The Rooted Classroom. This course is all about taking 21 days, 3 weeks during the month of December to go all in on some fun relationship building ideas, some solutions and some strategies that are actually realistic for our students at this point in the education system. There are going to be videos, there are going to be discussion posts, there are going to be 3 live events where I answer your burning Q&A questions and answers, and then you also get the opportunity to earn up to 15 hours worth of official PD credit. The Rooted Classroom course is a 3-week chance for you to equip yourself with new ideas so that way you are building rooted relationships with students. To check it out, you can go to monicagenta.com/courses. That's monicagenta.com/courses. And I'm also going to include a direct link in the show notes. This course is exclusively happening during the month of December, but the good news is you can get signed up right here, right now, so you are ready to go to build rooted relationships with your students, no matter what age group that you teach, no matter what subject area that you teach. The Rooted Classroom is going to be something that is going to revolutionize your relationships with your students. Go to monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up today. When I'm thinking about a super easy way to get students to buy in, I think one thing that we can do is make sure that students feel like they are a part of the school. That students look at the walls and look at the halls of their school and take pride in the fact that this is their school, that this is their learning community, and that they feel like they're a part of it, that it is an actual part of their identity. And one of the ways that I thought we could create that during the month with the word reliable was, what if when teachers saw students being reliable in the hall, in the classroom, in the cafeteria, what if that teacher snapped a quick picture and emailed that picture to me? And I oversee the project of Word Wall Hall, and I take all of those pictures and make a collage of kids actually proving in real life, in live time, that here's when I was reliable. When I had some drop everything and read time, I was actually reading on the comfy chair and I wasn't messing around. When you said, hey, your job for the week is to be the classroom cleaner, and I saw some paper on the floor, I took my responsibility seriously, and you can rely on me to get the broom and to sweep it up. Hey, when you said, this student needs a little extra help with math, and you're a reliable classroom leader, can you sit and get focused with that student to help them on that math? Can I trust you to do that? And then the answer was, yes, I can do that. Yes, you can rely on me that the teacher was taking a quick picture, simply emailing that to me. Then I would print those in color, baby. I would print those in color. I know that color toner is expensive. I know that the media specialist or the librarian in your district is like, please be aware of what you're printing in color. Color toner is really expensive. And you're like, yeah, 8x10 color, baby. Because this is a meaningful use of color cartridges. This is a meaningful use of positive signage. I think sometimes when we look at schools, we have to look at it more from a marketing lens. Not because we're trying to sell something in a school, but rather we're trying to sell the idea and sell the feeling that this school is special. Your school is special. And part of the reason why it's special is because you are in it and you're doing incredible things. And we can rely on you for that. That's the kind of school marketing that we need. And it has nothing to do with selling anything other than a feeling. So let me ask you this. Do your students feel like they are a part of the school community? And if you say yes, good. Do you have proof that they're a part of the school community when we look at the walls and walk through the halls? Because I think when that happens, that's a powerful shift for school culture and also classroom culture. And so that's what we did during the month of reliability. We had our awesome guest speaker from the firehouse. We had Roger, the reliability, the raccoon, watching over everyone, making sure that there was reliability in all situations and all scenarios. And we had this really cool picture collage and Word Wall Hall to show, man, look at all these reliable students. Look at these smiles. Look at these situations that are proving that our students are awesome. Again, it all started with a really dumb idea of printing an excited raccoon. But as you can see, it revolutionized the school with just a few little remixes on how can we remix positive culture in behavior management. And I'm going to continue delivering these kinds of ideas. Like, I already know what is happening next month. I know the word, and I have a completely different, really dumb idea that I want to share with you. And the goal is to keep sharing these kinds of ideas once a month. So at the end of this school year, you've got a full Word Wall Hall, and you can kind of take that and tailor that to your needs in your school. So I'm hoping that you loved this idea. If you've got any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. If we've never connected before via email or via social media, and you've been a This Teacher Life listener for a while, I would love to hear from you. I would love to personally connect and chat about these ideas. I would also love to personally connect in the Rooted Classroom course that's going to be happening during the month of December. So don't forget to check that out at monicagenta.com/courses. If you're looking for awesome ideas that are easy to implement to help create rooted relationships in your classroom or in your school, it is definitely going to be a good fit. I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this episode. But most importantly, I want to thank you for living this teacher life.